We welcome to the praise party, Bubba Johnson. Bubba, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. It's Jay, and I'm blessed in the Lord. I'm very happy this morning time.
Okay. Yes. Bubba, it seems like that you've been very busy.
I've been right busy. I tell you, I have, all I do now is my music, and I do it 7 days a week, and that's my joy, and I love the Lord, and so I'm enjoying the journey.
No doubt,
yes,
Bubba.
Indeed.
Hey, tell us about your new project. Tell us about the project and how are things going with the project?
Well, the new project entitled No Doubt in My Mind. I recorded that live in Richmond. And I had a featured guest, my very good friend, Evangelist Dante Norwood. She's a featured guest on that album with me, along with my Omega singer. And the project is doing wonderful. The sales are very good. Satisfied with the sales, and I'm getting a lot of concerts out of the project because I get a chance to minister. And that's what I want to do, is minister. The beat of the music is okay, and all of that comes with the territory, but when I can actually get out in concert and minister, that's where I receive my blessing.
Bubba, it seems like you are enjoying ministering to folks, and why did you do this project, No Doubt in My Mind?
Well, this project entitled No Doubt in My Mind, that was one of the cuts, my featured cut on that particular album. And the reason I wrote that particular song, because I'm also a writer, because I know when I get up in the morning and all that I go through, I don't have any doubt in my mind that the Lord will be right there. He never let me down yet, and I don't have any doubt in my mind that he would give up on me now, being that he's brought me this far. And so that particular song is my feature cut, but I am a writer. I've got artists calling me now, requesting me to do some writing for them, and I was not prepared, but I'm getting ready to calm down just enough to maybe get some writing in for some of these artists.
Okay.
And, that's just living for me. That's my life.
Hey, well, that's great. Bubba, how was it recording with Dorothy Norwood?
Absolutely fantastic. She's a wonderful lady. She's a wonderful lady. And after the recording, I just thought it was going to be a done deal. But we have become so close knit. We're very, very close friends. Whenever we in the same town, we always meet up together. And the woman is a powerful, not only she's a recording artist, but she's a preacher, evangelist, minister. She's a blessed, anointed woman, and so great to be around great people like that.
Your song, Cast Your Cares.
Yes.
Okay, beautiful song. Tell us about that song.
I wrote that song when I was going through something about a couple of years ago. It seemed like things in my life wasn't coming together. I was disappointed with my job. My so-called friends seemed like they let me down. It seemed like everything I touched was not going right. And I was just about ready to give up on it all. I prayed about it, and it seems like it didn't do any good. But when I opened the Bible and I read the scripture and said to cast all your cares, that's when I began to write that song. And that song ministered to me. And I said, whoa, if it ministered to me, it's got to minister to someone else that's going through the same situation that I am through. That's why I wrote that song.
Beautiful song, yes. How would you describe your project? How would you describe your music?
Well, I would describe my music as first spirit feel, and then secondly, traditional gospel music. Now, in my writing, I always write on experiences that I've been through. It's hard to write on something that I haven't dealt with myself, but normally when I pick up a pen, it's usually something that some experience or some trouble or bad situation that I've been through. That's when I start doing my writing. And so I would call it ministering through music. That's what I would call a traditional gospel.
Okay, and finally, what's a message you would like to leave with your audience?
I would like to just let my audience, first of all, I want to tell the audience out in the music industry, first of all, I'm going business side of it right now. Let's not burn these CDs and whatever. Let's support our gospel, not only me, but all gospel artists out here. Let's support them. and buy their project and go out to their concerts and support them and help increase their ministry. And I also want to say, too, that just anything that you're going through, give it over to God. Let him have it. You know, just leave it at his foot. A lot of folks turn things over to him, and then they pick at it and pick at it and pick at it, and they mess it all up. You see, you can't do anything with it. Leave it alone. Let God have it. And just be blessed in the Lord, and just continue to support these gospel artists.
Our guest on the Praise Party, Bubba Johnson. Bubba Johnson, the Omega Singers. The project's called No Doubt in My Mind. If you don't have the project, go out, pick up the project. You will be blessed. And as Bubba said, don't burn the project. Support the artist, okay? Support the artist so they can continue to help build God's kingdom. Bubba, thank you, and may God continue to bless you.
Yes, and SJ, may I also say, too, if they want to know more about me, about the Bubba Johnson, just go to my website, which is www.bubbajohnsonomega.com.
Okay.
You can learn a little bit more about the Bubba.
www.bubbajohnsonomega.com. That's where they can learn more about Bubba Johnson, the Omega Singers.
That's right.
Okay, Bubba, may God continue to bless you.
God bless you, AJ, and thank you so much.
You're welcome. Our guest on the Praise Party, Bubba Johnson and the Omega Singers on your Gospel Connection.